Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The consequence of four decades of war in Afghanistan has been the foreseen and inevitable upheaval, violence, and terrorism. It is believed that 1 million Afghans are missing today. Unforeseen by that war, though, is how this would become the basis for a hit radio program. The twice-a-week program In Search of the Missing. It's kind of a cross between those milk carton images of missing American kids or the light practical programming of Car Talk and the rich storytelling of This American Life. Listeners call in with stories of friends and family they cannot find, and the thousands of listeners help with tips or stories of sightings. The program is enormously popular and has reunited more than a dozen families. Joining us now is the man who has been overseeing these reunions. Akbar Ayazi is the Regional Director of Broadcasting at Radio Free Europe's Afghanistan and Pakistan Broadcast Services. Welcome, Akbar.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
What a great idea for a program. How did this get started?
Well, you know, John, for four decades, the Afghans are in war and the violence is taking place. And, you know, Afghans at once were making the largest refugee population in the world. And many Afghans are missing. As you said, over 1 million are missing. The government was not able to provide such service at the time when we started this program. We thought probably this is a great idea that we can provide not only information to the Afghan people through Radio Free Afghanistan, known as Radio Azadi in Afghanistan. So we thought this is, I think, a great public service to do, and it has been a success. And we do this in both languages, Dari and Pashto. So we have two programs that we air weekly twice, and people call, and it really works. And we've been very successful in finding the loved ones, those who are missing from families and friends.
And is there a host of the program? Do you have any idea how many people listen? Are the reunions followed, you know, detail by detail so that you can follow stories as they develop, as facts are unearthed? It's kind of a detective story, finding out what happened to individuals sometimes.
Yes, we do have hosts for Dari and Pashto languages both, and they run both in two different languages because, as you know, Afghanistan people speak different languages. What we do is we get calls from listeners. They leave their telephone number and information, and also the information of those who they are searching. We put this on the air, and within days we get an answer or a call, and many times we get misled because the wrong information comes and we try to find the person. It doesn't happen to be the same person. But throughout the years, we've been able to reunite dozens of families. I mean, I remember the emotional audio and voice that was coming from the province of Herat, reuniting a husband and a father with a family in Canada. They didn't know he was in jail for many years. The family left the message. He heard it in Western Afghanistan. He called, and we put them on the air live when they were talking to each other after 10 years. So we've had such emotional audios and sounds and moments on the air putting these families together and friends together.
Wow. Do people call as a member of a community not necessarily expecting that their loved ones will be found, but they just call to talk, to really just talk about the circumstances, to be part of the nation?
Yeah, Radio Free Afghanistan is the part of Radio Free Europe and Liberty, and it's the headquarters is in Prague, Czech Republic, in Europe. It's congressionally funded radio. What has happened is that Radio Free Afghanistan has taken a status of a public radio, sort of. I always call it the NPR of Afghanistan. Over 50% of the adult population listen to us on the daily basis. This is probably the largest number of any radio can have for listenership. So we have gained the trust and the credibility that we have. People trust us. They would not even trust the government or other agencies probably that work for this cause. So they call and they leave message. They hope, they trust that we will do things for them. And we have not only done projects such as finding the missing ones, but we have had many public service projects that we've put on the air, and we have received great results.
Akbar Ayazi, do you have a team of investigators that can actually take tips and follow up leads yourself, or do you have to really rely on your audience to do the investigating?
John, quite honestly, it's a two-man show, two programs run by two people, and that's all. The audience do things for us. They talk to community. They go to the mosque. They go to the village. I heard this name. I'm familiar with this name. Didn't we know such a person in this village, or didn't we have something like this, or didn't I meet somebody in the refugee camps? And, you know, this is how we just trace the lead, and this is how we find people and reunite them.
How close to home have these stories come to you and your family?
Not really, because fortunately I have all my family in the United States or somewhere else.
I see. But in terms of you following the program in Afghanistan, what are some of the recent successes?
The recent success was that we reunited two brothers that was in Iran. One brother was in Iran living there, and the other brother was in Afghanistan. So the brother in Afghanistan left a message because the radio is on AM frequency and it's heard in the neighboring countries. And we have a lot of listeners, Afghans living in Iran, and we just reunited them. And I hope he's traveled back home and found his brother.
Well, congratulations. And with a million people missing, Afghans missing, as a result of these decades of war, you certainly have no shortage of possible programming, at least as far as the future is concerned. No danger of being canceled.
No. This is a program that is a very popular program, and beside many other programs and public service programs that we do, this is one of the popular, and for the 10 years it has worked constantly, and we're proud of it, and we are quite happy with it. And there's no intention at all to cancel it in the near future.
Akbar Ayazi is Regional Director of Broadcasting, overseeing Radio Free Europe's Afghanistan and Pakistan broadcast services. He oversees the program In Search of the Missing.